Hello and welcome to Holden Village. Today is July 13th and today's session is entitled I'm Not a Racist, Biblical Models for Cultural Inclusion, presented by Reverend April Johnson, number JOA 2006-04. Let's listen in.
Well, as many of you know, I'm April Johnson and I am from Illinois, Rock Island, Illinois. I will be getting, until August 31st, I am Associate County Chaplain, and beginning on September 1st, I will be the Director of Diversity, Assistant Dean of Students. And I say this every class that you get to take, you'll hear, but I say this, at the college we have something called the Center for Vocational Reflection. And I mention that because it has everything to do with why I'm here. I'm not officially a direct report to the center. However, we have an expression that we came up with, Bob Hock, who does Bible study, and his former associate, and we asked people, what is your V? And V is our acronym for what is your vocation. What is that thing that you do that you cannot not do? And this is the thing that I cannot not do. I cannot not engage social justice, and particularly when it comes to racial justice issues. And so for that reason, as an ordained member of the Christian Church Disciples of Christ, I am a member of the Anti-Racist for Reconciling team of the Illinois, Wisconsin Christian Church Disciples of Christ. So that's what I do, and that's what I bring to this session. I'm going to ask you guys not what your V is. I ask everyone that, they're like, oh my God, what is my V? But I do want you to think about that, because your V is not always what you do for a living, but it's who you are. We ask our students all the time, you know, not what do you want to be when you grow up? We start asking our kids very young, what do you want to be when you grow up? We ask them, who do you want to be? And when they're very young, they might say, I want to be Muhammad Ali or something. No, we want you to be authentically who you are. But what is it that you bring, what gifts do you bring to the world that you can't help but offer? So what I'm going to ask everyone to do tonight is, you know, we can't do the V thing now because Paul and Jeannie are here, so. I would ask us to go around and just introduce ourselves by our first name, because some of us may remember, some of us may not remember. And just say something unique about yourself. If it's unique about where you're from, unique about why you came to this session, but just one brief, you know, phrase of what's unique about you. I'm April, and I'm the only African American teaching staff person here this week.
I'm Lynn, and I turned 65 this year, and I'm determined to come here to celebrate that part of my life.
I'm 66.
Are you?
Yeah. That's it. You'll make it.
I'm Allison, and I'm on staff here at the village as the fire chief, and I'm here actually to discover my uniqueness. So that's quite possible. That's part of why I'm here.
I'm Janet, and I'm here because Lynn invited me to come along with her and help her celebrate her change of age.
I'm Maria, and I'm here, as a total surprise.
Wonderful
surprise. I'm Jan. I just like to meet people, be around, just try to improve myself, I guess, or whatever. Just like people. I like y'all.
I'm Ron. Not entirely unique, but probably the only parents of an African American child in the village.
I don't know.